The Italian Prime Minister Matteo Renzi says dialogue and democracy, interwoven with rich cultural practices and the defense of individual rights, are the antidote to terrorism. He said values of compassion, inclusion, and unity should be upheld in every society as a measure to dissuade people from engaging in terrorism. Prime Minister Renzi stated this when he addressed Ghana's parliament yesterday.
I will never stop repeating the dialogue and that the democracy is the antidote against terrorism, against violence. I refer to trust that we, in Africa and in Europe, are confronted to the threat of terror, of course, in the church, in the mosque, in the synagogue, in the university, but also in the streets of Europe, in front of restaurants, in front of theater, in front of stadium, as happened just few weeks ago in Paris. The threats of terror, of course, but also the threats of the values and the freedom that we uphold. I deeply believe that democracy, culture, and defense of individual rights are the last form of resistance against violence. The asymmetric fight against terrorism, indeed, and the violence of those who want to destroy our values, including those of compassion, inclusion, and unity. I'm here to repeat with you this very important value we share together.
He said Ghana should be proud of being a benchmark of democracy in Africa and the world.
In every nation, in every country, the parliament is the house of democracy, is the core of democratic life. But this is particularly true here. I'm really sure about the great value of Ghanaian democracy for Africa and for the world entire. Let me be very clear. You are a benchmark. Be proud about your democracy. Be proud because your experience is a great model for the neighbors and not only for the neighbors. This morning, I had the chance to visit some Ghanaian historical sites. I was impressed. Also for a statue realized by Italian sculpture. Most of them relate to your democratic history and the democratic values that you embody here today, every day. Ghana sets aside the democratic record in the continent. The way you work together, coming from extremely diversified backgrounds, is a reason of pride and honor for all of you.
Prime Minister Renzi ended his statement by quoting a message encoded in an idiosyncratic symbol to strengthen the bilateral relationship between Ghana and Italy.
We need to do more in order to strengthen the world economy and at the same time continuing to implement structural reforms. Two elements are key: investment and jobs. Jobs and investment. We can increase our growth prospects only if we invest more, targeting in particular small and medium enterprise, the real core business of Italian economy, and projects in infrastructure, in innovation. Ghana, as an ancient rich culture, masterly summarized by the Adinkra symbols. To conclude my address, I've chosen not this symbol but a proverb that is associated to another Adinkra symbol and perfectly summarizes the spirit and the sense of my visit to Ghana and of our bilateral relation. Forgive my pronunciation. Boa mena, me moa wo. Help me and let me help you. I think this is the strategic value of our friendship. Thank you so much.